This segment, folks, is brought to us by Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, Heavenly Bread Pudding, which is available at Brookshire's and Brookshire Brothers, and the Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related.
Well, folks, in that previous segment, it's kind of rare to get two top-notch fishing guides in the boat together at the same time, but we had a good update from Keith Parks and my longtime buddy Seth Vanover. It's time to talk some more deer hunting. So what do you say we get up to Northeast Texas, right up there around Lake Fork, the Buck and Bass Ranch, Mr. Jeff Rice, my longtime friend and partner in a lot of things, but we do the Sportsman's Life. Jeff puts that video together every week, and I know a lot of you do watch it. So let's visit with Jeff. He and his wife, Demi, just got back from a couple of days on the ranch and deer hunting. Jeff, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Oh, well, I'm glad to join you, buddy, as always. How you doing this morning?
Doing really good, and I've been seeing that some of the pictures that you sent me that automatic camera is sending to your phone. lots of deer activity up there right now, isn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, chasing is still going on, folks, if you haven't noticed. But I've been out there with my wife for the weekend, and we saw bucks chasing does everywhere. And the rut is definitely on. We saw some really good bucks. It's kind of funny. I got to tell this quick little story.
Sure, yep.
So we have this stealth cam trail camera, as you know, and it sends pictures wirelessly to my phone. And I'm sitting on the east side of the ranch, and my wife's on the west side of the ranch, and she's hunting a blind. And she texts me and says, hey, she said, there's a big buck here. You know, did you get a picture? And I said, no. And she said, well, here's a picture. So she took a picture with her phone, which it didn't work. But then all of a sudden, the picture popped up within about a minute. And there it is, this beautiful buck, but I could only see it from the side. And she texts back, should I shoot? And I said, well, I can't see it from the front, so I'm really not sure. And then she replies back, I think I'll let it go another year. And then I was just kind of like surprised. Well, come to find out, after looking a little closer at that picture that my trail cam took, that's the buck we've been after. She was 85 yards away from it and just couldn't quite tell. So unfortunately, yeah, she had the one we wanted right in front of her, broadside, but she was not able to make a shot. So, but, you know, yes, deer everywhere. We saw more bucks. I took a bunch of video. Got great video, and it's just fun this time of year to sit out in the woods, sit in a blind, watch the leaves fall, and watch the game run around. It was just absolutely a spectacular weekend.
That's so true, Jeff. And you know, I'm actually later today, I'm going to head up there. You won't be able to be with me, but taking my younger son, Drew, is going to be our cameraman. And I've got a plan for next couple of shows of A Sportsman's Life. I want to do a Dutch kettle recipe with pork loin, and it's going to entail cooking it out I'm going to use this B&B charcoal that burns an hour. You know, it's good stuff, and it doesn't burn up quickly. Yeah, but I'm going to do a little recipe there that I haven't cooked in a long time, Jeff, but I can detail it really quick because I know a lot of our deer hunters like to cook out. You can use a venison backstrap, or you can use pork loin, wild pork or domestic. But I just cut it down the middle, and then I kind of open it up. It's kind of hard to tell exactly with words, but you cut it like a hot dog, and then you cut it again and kind of unfold that thing where it's probably no thicker than an inch at the thickest point, your loin. And then the ingredients sound a little weird, but it is so tasty. Take a bunch of cilantro, cut the stems off, chop it up pretty fine, you know, your cilantro. 6 or 7 garlic pods, smash them, put them in a little bowl with your cilantro. Zesty Italian salad dressing. Take about, I'd say a cup maybe. You don't have to measure this, but you want the zesty Italian. Put that in there with it. Chop a little onion up. Put that in there with it. And serrano or jalapeno, your choice. We're going to use some jalapeno on this recipe. Chop up a couple of those. Go ahead and de-seed them and scrape the jalapeno so they won't be so hot. But chop them up real fine. So you've got that mixture there, right? And it sounds weird with the cilantro, but trust me, it is a great way to cook this. With your loin opened up there, pour that in, and of course put a little salt, and I like to add some black pepper, and then lay some strips of bacon down in the loin, and then roll it all up, and then wrap it with bacon. You don't have to cover it completely with bacon, but, four or five strips of bacon and use toothpicks and pin that so it'll kind of keep it together. I'm going to put it in the Dutch kettle, Jeff, with just a little bit of olive oil in there. You don't want to fry it because all that bacon will render down, It'll get down in there when it starts getting hot, and you won't dry it out is what I'm getting at. Put your charcoal on top of that Dutch kettle and below it, and we're going to do that before we go deer hunting. That's the plan. And then that'll cook for about an hour. You and I have done Cornish hens this way. It'll cook for about an hour, and you don't have to be there to cut the fire off, so to speak. It'll just die down in about an hour and stay warm. So when you come back to camp, pop the lid on that Dutch kettle. And here's the thing. That juice that's created in there from the pork and from the cilantro and all that stuff together, I always like to serve that with some rice, Jeff. Put some rice down and then chop that up and put it on the rice. A pretty good camp meal. So we're going to film that is the plan. It's not like you're seeing tons of deer. I'm looking for that big old spike,
that's
got a fork on one side and about a 12-inch spike on the other side. That's the buck I want, by golly.
And I've been seeing him, buddy, so good luck in your endeavors in getting him. He's out there.
Well, when you start hunting one deer, I bet I get some great video for our show, but it's always iffy when you're hunting one deer like that, but it sure is fun. And, Jeff, you and I have a hunt coming up real soon, don't we? Very quick.
A week from today we leave.
Yep. Yes, out to Kenneth Talent's got a ranch, several thousand acres, 5,000 or 7,000 out there south of San Angelo, southeast a little bit, I think, about 80 miles. But Larry, our buddy Larry Wysoon, is going to join us out there. And I think if I don't get venison at your place, I bet you I'll bring some good eating venison home from that hunt, and you will too, probably. Jeff, there's a lot of javelina. Kenneth Talent. Now, Kenneth is my buddy that has Double Lung Outdoors, the TV show on the Pursuit Channel. That's who we're talking about, folks. But he sent me a trail camera picture of a bunch of javelina, and he said that for filming and shooting and hunting too, you and I could. He's got a blind set up with deer and javelina coming in, so that would be javelina are fun, as you know.
Oh, they're a lot of fun. Remember when we went to Ranger Creek Ranch and did spot and stalk for?
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. Could have been the most intense bow shooting that I've ever done in my life. I mean, we were in the middle of 12 or 18, who knows, javelina just before dark, wasn't it?
That was fun.
It was
a memory for sure, my friend.
And I think you learned there, which is a fact, javelina are great eating. Now, dispel that. I've had so many people, you wouldn't eat one of those nasty things. They are great. Yes, they do have a scent gland on the top of their back. But when you skin them, I don't think you'd want to cut into that and then cut into the meat, but just that comes off with the hide. And to me, they're a mixture between, the taste is between venison and wild pork. Jeff,
exactly. As a matter of fact, the ones we shot at Ranger Creek Ranch, I made some javelina sausage.
You did.
It was absolutely super fantastic. I was amazed at how good that meat really is.
Yes. Well, we started out where we're going to give a deer update, which we did do. You did, but you never know. It's kind of like when Larry and I get together on the radio. It's like just a visit. I never thought we'd be going toward the javelina update too, but it's all about fun, and it's all about getting out there in the outdoors, Jeff,
It really is, Luke. I know you'll have some fun out there and sitting in the blind watching the leaves come down, and I can assure you this, you'll see plenty of deer. And with any luck, that big spike will show up.
That's right. That's right. Well, Jeff, we will how about inviting folks to watch our Sportsman's Life? Tell them how they can
Absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, folks, get out there and get on YouTube. Go to the search engine, just type in A Sportsman's Life. You'll find us there. You can go to Friendly News on Facebook. Just
yep.
look up Friendly News and like the Friendly News page, and you can actually set up a diary. The shows will pop up on your device. And then last but not least, go to catfishradio.org. And that's Luke's website, of course, and we've got a link right there to the show. So get out there, check us out, like us, share us, and folks, we're going to have some great adventures coming up here. We've got lots of hunts, lots of fun things we're doing, some cooking segments, and always some fun stuff, right, Luke?
Yes, sir, it is. And then, although they're not as timely, posted as timely, on if you have Roku, Pride Outdoor Network has a bunch of them. They're a little bit late in putting out some of the most current ones, but that's if you have you watch Roku on TV there. You can like or subscribe, I guess, to Pride Outdoor Network, and then we're there also. YouTube will get you on there quick. Catfishradio.org will too, though, won't it, Jeff?
Yeah, exactly.
You betcha.
Lots of ways to find us, my friend.
You bet. I want to say hello to your brother, Rick, up there in probably Duluth, I think is where he's at right now. And Rick gets a kick out of me saying, see, I've adopted some of the terminologies from up there. You betcha, darn tootin'. Well, darn tootin', and you betcha to Mr. Rick. I know he's listening to us up there.
Well, Rick is darn tootin' shoveling snow up there, I'm sure.
Oh, he is, buddy. Well, I'll give you a report from your Buck and Bass Ranch and get you back here on the radio with me real quick. How about it, Jeff?
Buddy, have fun. Be safe.
Folks, that was what I like to call another real-world outdoor segment, nuts and bolts hunting and fishing talk. I want to remind you, Pyramid Air is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Simply go online to pyramidair.com to check them out. Mill Creek Ranch Resort down in Canton is an awesome place to stay. Private cabins that you're escorted back to. Check out Mill Creek Ranch Resort, folks, right there near the trade days, really, just right across the road there. MillCreekRanchResort.com. And do not forget, my friends, with Platinum Chevrolet and Platinum Cadillac there in Terrell, Texas.